Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from the thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has healed the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel is essentially a beautiful love letter that Mary has, and it's a reminder to all of us of how the power of God works, that God's love is always there, and God has a particular love for those who live humbly. And God sees the good that we do each and every day, and what God is asking us to do is to serve without seeking recognition, to serve without needing a thank you. And our God is telling us through this beautiful gospel, through our Blessed Mother, that God will make everything whole and right again. The Catholic Church has been around for about 2,000 years now. Political leaders have come and go. We're going to come and go. Our founding parishioners of Holy Family, they're in heaven, God willing. But what remains is always Jesus Christ. So be reminded of that. When you get worked up with political figures or celebrities or whatever it is, that's temporary. What lasts forever is Jesus Christ. So, my dear friends, let us strive to be humble today and to serve God with a loving heart through patience, kindness, forgiveness. That is what this gospel is about today. So let's ask Mary's intercession right now in our hearts that we follow her example and to serve humbly.